And Daf Tezvav Amid Aleph, a little after half of the Amid. Gufa, we had learned before a Machlokes, Rab Shimon, Isha Mitzvah, with the Tana of a Mishneh in Mesechtes Tamid. The Tana Mesechtes Tamid explains how the Avoida of the Tamid was. Boloi lekeren mizrachis sefaynis. The Kohen came to the keren mizrach tzofein. Noisim mizrachis sefaynis. Marovis dreimis. Noisim marovis dreimis. That means that the Tanakama holds that the oila, the tamid, is a korban, has all the halachas of a normal korban oila. V'toni Allah, as we learned in the Baraisa, Rab Shimon Isha Mitzvah Mishane betamid. Rab Shimon Isha Mitzvah is Mishane, that the tamid is different than a normal oila. In what way is the difference? As follows. Baloi lekeren mizrachis svaynis, naisim mizrachis svaynis. The first matane that the Kohen makes, that's similar to every oila. Marov is deroimis, but when the Kohen comes to the keren marev dorim, naisim marovis, so then he does not make one matane shehin shtayim, like the first matane is, acha shehin shtayim. That means he's zeirik on the keren, and it spreads out to two ruches, but he does not do this by Meirev. When he comes to Marovis Droimes, Noisein Marove, he makes one matone on the Kaisel Marovi of the Mizbeya, Vacharkach Noisein Droima. And then he makes a matone on the Kaisel Dorm, Marev Dorm. So the Talmud is different. So the Gemara asks, my time the Rab Shimon Isha Mitzvah, what's his reason? Omar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Chad Devei Rabbi Yanai. Omar Kro Usir Izim Echod Lechatos Lashem Al Oilas Hatomid Yeyose Veniskoy. So Rab Shimon had a Moiradike Taich in the Posik. Oilohi Oilas Hatomid Yeyose. It's an Oiloh. The Omar Rachmona Ovid Bo Maise Chatos. The Torah said that Sir Izim Echot. And then we darshan Lechatos Lashem Al Oilos Atomit. Make sure that the Oilo should have Dinim of Achatos, Nihugim of Achatos. So how do you make it like a Chatos? Okay, it's that. It's nice and Achashi Shtaim Kemaise Oilo. The first matone, that is a matone in Mizrachis Svoynis, that's matone achashen shtayim. Noisen achashen shtayim kemaisa oila. The first matone is like a maisa oila. But when you come to the keren marovis droimis, then you make shtayim, shem shtayim kemaisa chatos. Then you make two matones. Let us see Rashi. Lechatos Lashem al oila satomit. Maise chatos, you should make a maise chatos al oila satomit. The oila satomit should make a maise chatos. What is a maise chatos? Vachatos to uno pisuk matones. The matones of an oila are wholesale. That means you make achash en shtaim, shtaim shein arba. You make with one maton on the keren, you cover two ruchais of the Mizbeach. By the matonis of achatos, on each keren you put a matone. So the matonis of achatos are separated. V'achatos tune pisuk matone, shreidoma nitein al arba kronis. Is af oilas atomit, so the oilo yeshbo pisuk matonis. So also should have in it pisuk matonis, separate matonis. Loi shebitlu mimenu mais oilo. Not that it's not an oilo, shrei oili. Elo shneim naegim bo. It's an oilo with dine chatos. Frekti gemorem. Litain, so if the Tomid is a combination of Oilon Chatos, so how do you know to make the combination the way you said? That on one Ruach it should be Acha Shem Shtayim, and the other Ruach it should be Shtayim Shem Shtayim. Let's make like this. Velitain Shtayim Shein Arbe Kemais Oil. First make the matzah. You're making a kugel that's like there's no such kolben that has this combination. Half oile, half chatos. Velitain shtayim shein arbe kemasi oile. First, give the matonis that are like an oile. Va'arba shein arbe, and then go up to the mizbeach and go on the dalet kronis and make dalet matonis. So that's got, it's an oile and a chatos. Kemaisi chatos. So the Gemara says you can't do such a thing. Lo imotzinu domim shemechaprin v'chayzrinu mechaprin. So what does Rashi say? Arba shein arba l'arba kronitz. Lo imotzinu domim shemechaprin kapora acha shalohem. That means that with the domim you made one seder of kapore. Shtayim shem arba is a seder kapore. V'choizrin u'mechaprin kapor acheres, and thou with the dam of the kol, you make another seder, two storim. You don't do such a thing. If I made a complete seder, that's mechaprin, so I wouldn't make another seder. Frek de Gemore, so what is the teretz? So the teretz is, we don't find such a thing. Frek de Gemore, v'chim otzinu domim shechetz yom chatos v'chetz yonoylo. I mean, if you're, if I'm thinking my kasha, because we don't find such a thing, I wish to ask you, the way you are mevayer to say there should be, is also we don't find such a thing, that in the domim you make chetz yon chatos v'chetz yon oilo. Half of the matonis are like a chatos, and half of the matonis are like a oilo. No, so what is your teretz? El alkocha chikishan akos. And the teretz said that the domit is oilo v'chatos. So don't tell me that we don't find such a thing. I mean, here there's a hekish. The Torah says that the kolben tomid is this combination. So how do you know the combination is half and half? Maybe the combination is that first you make all the matonis of an oila, and they make all the matonis of a chatos. And for the Gemara, hosom pisuk matonis ba'omei. Let us see Rashi. Pisik matonis ba'almi, hoyu ushteyem bekeren achas. Since the two matonis will be bekeren achas, ein kan hoychochos maisechatos. That means that, verkehrt, I'm back to my old shtick teire, that we don't find that domim should be, we don't find that with the dmei akobin, you make chetzion chatos v'chetzion oil. You're right. Hecha metzina. We don't find such a thing. A kolben should be a half should be a kapora v'chatos, and half should be a kapora v'noil. There's no such thing. So Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah said, "Fakert, the whole thing is an oil. You only have since it's bekeren achas." So memele. So this is not bechal. Not pshat. I'm making a ma'isa chatos. I'm making the avoida sa oila bepisuk. I'm doing it. The avoida, the oila is keren mizrachis tzvoinis, keren marovis droimis. That's an oila. So I'm making avoida sa oila, but I'm this avoida sa oila. I'm making it al pidalke shel chatos. That means I'm making it bepisuk. So Mamela, your kashas afem. You want to say make oila and chatos? It's an oila, but the Torah just said that you should have nihugei chatos in the matnois oila. So that's what the Torah meant, that you should be mavsik the matonis in one kerem. So making matnois oila with characteristics of a chatos. Yeah. Frekte gemore, v'nei seiv achas I shtayim lemato kemaise oilo, shtayim shem shtayim lemailo kemaise chatos. So the gemore says, okay, So what are you telling me? We're making Maisa Oilo with characteristics of Chatos. So that's what we're making. So characteristics of Chatos, I'll tell you two characteristics of a Chatos. Number one, a Chatos makes separate matonis. That's number one. Number two, a Chatos is lamaila on the kones al gabi amizbeir. So good. So make the matonis Marovis, the Marovis dream is, those matonis should be, that's the matonis of an oilo, that have the characteristics of a chatos, and the characteristics are, number one, it's two matonis, and number two, be lamailo, like a chatos. So, the Gemara, so Shimon answered, lo imotzinu domim, shechetzion lamailo, vechetzion lamato. That means the Dmei HaKolben, you're working on two frequencies. That I mean, there's a Kaporis HaMizbeach Lamato, Michut HaSikro. There's a Kaporis HaMizbeach Lamailo. But to make one Kolben, it should work Lamailo, Lamato. We don't find such a Kolben. So Memela, this is like, it's a different type of avoiding answer. Lamailo, Lamato. One Kolben, either it's Lamato or Lamailo. Fakel Pisuk Matonis is, that's Avodas HaOilo with the characteristics of Chatos. But it's Lamato. But now you're gonna make Lamailo. We don't find a Kolben Shechetzion Lamailo Vechetzion Lamato. Frag the Gemara Veloi. Vosnan, I'll show you this Kolben is that a Chetzion Lamailo Vechetzion Lamato. It says, by the Par Shal Yom HaKippurim, Izomimenu Achas Lamailo Vesheva Lamato. You see, by the Kolben is that the Avoda could be Lamailo, Lamato, that's no problem. And for the Gemara, my Kematzlif. No, it's no kasha. Kematzlif. My Kematzlif, Moche, Rav Yehuda, Keman Gedono. Period. Now this is not a posha to Gemara. Now let us see Rashi and Tosfos. Meneisem achas, da moilu nit lamata michot asikra, da machatas lamaila. Vakim da ach matona basreis am afsekes, mishum maise chatas avide, teve lamaila ke chatas. Sibig Mora says, you don't find such a thing. Sibig Mora says, it's not true. Hiza mimenu lakama bepeir kramishi, kshum maze midam hapo, keneged uvi shel kapoiris. And he was maze from the dam hapo, inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, opposite the uvi, the thickness of the kapeiros was a tefach. The kosal kedaitoch achas me emtze uvio lemailo. One matone is the tapchelik of the kapeiros. V'sheva me emtze iso lemato. So it seems that by the kapeiros itself there's a lemailo and lemato. And in one avoide, in one kolben, you're working lemailo and lemato. Umeshani, emphat the Gemara, no, you're making a mistake. Hai lemato ulemalo de toni, loy a emtsois koi. This is not going on lemalo me emtsa hakapoires, lemato me emtsa hakapoires. No, we're not, the lemalo mato is not going on mekoimis of the kapoires, we're not splitting the kapoires and lemalo and lemato. Elo rishoina nosan tchila klapei mailo, vasheva tachteo, zu lemato mizu kematzlev. That means, we'll see Rashi bait adafnun hei, we'll get a little better explanation, that the lemailo in lemato of the par is not in mekoimis, that it's lemailo meemtsisa, lemato meemtsisa, fakert. Bechlal didn't even touch the kapoiris. Lemailo and lemato were the directions where he faced his hand, b'shas hazor, but it wasn't mekoimis. Lemailo lemato is the oifen hazrike, not the mokem hazrike. That means, I told you a teretz, We don't find one korban that there should be two mekaymes for the zrikas adam, for the matanis. This korban is that ala mailo, this korban is that ala mata, but one korban should work in two mekaymes. We don't find such a thing. So you ask the kasha from the par. So I'll tell you, the par is not in two mekaymes. The lamailo lamato is the direction that he's zayrik it, but it doesn't end up in two mekaymes. Doesn't touch the kapoiris. It's only the oifen azrika. There's azrika lamailo and there's azrika lamato. So memele, but so it's one avoide. It's not an avoide in two mekaymes. Vasheva tachtezu lamata mizu kematzlif. What's kematzlif? Kiman gedono. Kishliach bezden hamake beretzua. Zu lemato mizu. Nashliach bezden is make. So Rashi says, we'll see, it's a machleke sarishainim. So Nashliach bezden is make, so it's not, he's bedavke. Make sure that the makas that he gives should not be in the same place. The makas are in different places. Tells the chfor, Rachmon and Etzlon, in the same place, he'd be giving a makas, it would be shreklach. So memele, the shliach bezin made sure that they were in different places, and there was a seder. He started from the shoulders, and he went down on his back, but it was in different places. Kishlich bezen hamake beretzu ezu lamata mizu, she'enei make bemokim echa, veloshin matzlif loinoidali, exactly how matzlif comes to make, I don't know what the sheirish is, but al koponim, so just like in the seider akor, there was milamailo lamato, then the directions of the zrika was also milamailo lamato, but there was no mekaymes that it had a touch. There was no so if there's no mekaymes that had a touch. So mamela, so your kasha is for infant. You asked we should have that there should be chetshi lamailo v'chetshi lamato. There's no such thing. We don't find that the domim should have two mekaymes to be nizraka. Now let us just see for a minute Rashi and Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph to understand a little better with the Lamaila and Lamata. The Gemara starts on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, Mai Kematzlev, Mochi Rav Yehude Keman Gedono, Tonek Shumaza Einei Maza La Kapoires, Ela Keneged Uvye Shal Kapoires. Shumaze lemailo, mitzadet yodai lemato. Shumaze lemato, mitzadet yodai lemailo. Period. Zogt Rashi, keman gedono, kemake beretzue. The oifen hazrike was like one is make beretzue, shemaschil minak sofayin, and it goes, it's a seder how Shlich Bezden was make, was went milamailo lamato. So the same thing, these eight zrikas, these eight hazos, is also milamailo lamato. Ein a maza ala kapeiris, number one is a maza ala kapeiris al gago, elo kineged ovia. It was kineged ovia, but like, oh, you domim noigin, but the domim were not negein the kapeiris. Kshumaze achas lemailo, mitzadeid gav yodoi lemato, so the gav yodoi, the back of his hand was lemato, umaze klape mailo, and he's maze klape mailo. So, Tuv Yaham explained to me that Rashi means as this, he's holding his hand horizontally, let's see, first he dipped in his finger into the dam, fine. Now he holds his hand horizontally, the gav hayad is facing the kalke, and now he is dam on this finger, and he's gonna go like this, he's gonna lift up his finger, and he's gonna maze towards himself, towards the kaf hayad. But he's being maze lamailo, that's how he's being maze. That is, so, achas lemaila, mitzadet gav yodoi lemato, the gav hayad is lemato, umaze klape mailo. That's one hazor. So one hazor is being maze klape mailo, going up. Uchshu maze hasheva lemato, when is maze the sheva lemato, mitzadet yodoi lemailo, so there the gav hayad is lemailo, the kaf hayad is facing the kalke, umaze klape Umaze klap umaze lemul ponov. Lemul ponov, because when he's maze klape mailo, so the hazor is facing himself. It's going, when the dam is on his hand this way and he's being maze with his finger, he's going up. So the hazor, it's towards himself. That's the achas lemailo. He's not aiming to hit himself, but it's not lemul ponov. When he's mazel lemata, so it's away from him. So he's going like this. He's going like this. He's holding gav yodei lemaila, and he's going like this. And we're going down seven times. He's going, each time is a little lower level than it was before. So memele, so we have here eight hazoes. The first hazoe was going lemaila. I kept it goes up first and then it goes down. And then the other hazoes, everything is lemato, but he holds his hand in the lower position by each one. So he's going, so therefore, this is a duplicate to a person who's makkah. He starts from the ksafayim and he goes down. So that's what the Gemara is saying. So therefore, but there's no mekaymais in the kapoyres where it has to hit. So memele, so I'm back to my old parrot that will never find one kolbin that there should be matonis lemailo in lemato in mekaymis. It has to be. It doesn't work like that. There's only one mokin where the dam has to be. It's not that we never find two mekaymis. This is lechayre Rashi's pshat. Now, before we see Taisvis, just let's see a kasha of the Taisvis Yeshonim. Kemangidono, perish bekuntris, kemalke ze, just like a malke, sheine roitze lahakais aboim bemoke mechot. So memele, so this is also the same way. Bekoshe sheine ze mefurish bishum mokim betalmud. That means, if you want to tell us, he's coming to tell us a moshel. I mean, you know how the dam is, the way their back is. If it would say someplace in Shas, that's the way you mark it. So it's good, so he's giving a moshel, you should know. What the tzur of the hazor was, but it doesn't say any place in Shas it was that way. So that's Taisvus Kasha and Rashi. Taisvus Yishonim Kasha and Rashi. So therefore we'll appreciate better now our Taisvus. Kematzlev, Taimo, Bamai Tor. What did the Makshin help? Bobehed Yetanan Bohochi, Kematzlev. Lekamen Beperik Aitziyoloi. It says, Loihoyo mechaven loila mailo, veloila mata ela kematzlev. So memele, so that's, the Mishnah says it's kematzlev. So what is the, so what did the Makshin hold? V'yeshloimel shabole taretz tahai kematzlev hainu kemangedono. V'akil b'mokim echot chmei shepirish ba'oruch Keman gedono shemeirim yodoi ve'enei make ad sheyorit. It's very difficult, Taisvis. I'd like to say over how the Siach Yitzchak explains Taisvis. Taisvis, but we'll give one hagdomen. But Taisvis, before we explain what Taisvis is saying, but the Ivrin Taisvis. The Taisvis and the Havamina held that what is the teretz of the Gemara? What is the teretz of the Gemara? The teretz of the Gemara is, Vasnan, he's a mimenu, achas lemailo v'sheva lemato. So what's the teretz? Kematzlev, that's the teretz. So Taisus has a kasha, the Mishnah says kematzlev. What was the kasha? But now the Tzich Yitzchak says, nochan akudadol. We have written the Gemara, mochi rab Yehude keman gedono. So Taisus and the Kasha held that that's not part of the Teretz. The teretz is kematlet. That's the teretz. No, we're going to start learning this Gemara. We're going to have problems understanding what's the teretz keman gedono. What does that mean? So, the Gemara brings Machir of Yud the keman gedono. But the teretz is not keman gedono. The teretz is kematlet. No, we should understand what kematlet means. So the Gemara brings us Rav Yehuda's explanation of Kematzel. That's how Tosfos held in the Kashe. So Tosfos asks, so what are you asking? The Mishnah says Kematzel. So Tosfos answers, V'yeshloimar shebole taretz tai Kematzel hainu keman gedono. No, that's the teretz. The teretz is that before we understood Kematzel means one way, we'll explain soon, and he told them, no, Kematzel is keman gedono. That's the Ivre in Tosfos. Now you have to understand about what's, well, how did Tosfos understand or what did Tosfos answer? That's the next step. So Emerson, see, Hitzchak explains this, and Emerson, we see this from the Tosfos HaRosh. So Tosfos HaRosh asks a pertinent kasha. What was the havamina of the Gemara? The Gemara had a havamina that you see that there's a kolben, that there's achas lemailo, b'shevo lemato. So you see, there's two mekaymes. Frekte Tosfos HaRosh. Well, it says loy hay mechav and loy lemaila ve loy lemata. It says right in the Gemara was loy lemaila ve loy lemata. So what's the kasha? Yes, I find the kolben that's achas lemaila ve shevel lemata. But the Mishnah says loy hay mechav and loy lemaila ve loy lemata. So akochach. So you don't understand pshat the Mishnah. What's frekte? Zokte Tosfos HaRosh as follows, that the Makshin understood the Mishnah as follows. That really, Lamailo should mean the chud, the edge, the top of the kapoiris. That's called Lamailo. Lamato means the bottom edge of the kapoiris. That means the coin is coming in, he's facing the kapoiris. There's a top edge and a bottom edge. And he has to, he has to be Zoyrik Lamailo, so that means he has to be a good pitcher, and he has to be Zoyrik Estes on the top edge, Mamish, and on the bottom edge. The whole thing is a tefach. So the Mishnah says weiter, Loihoya Machavan Loy Lamailo, Veloy Lamata. No, he didn't have to hit it Mamish on the Lamailo, on the top edge and the bottom edge. Elo kematzlif. You know what kematzlif means? Matzlif is just like it says, by shoychad. Ki ha-shoychad ya'aver einei chachomim misalef divrei tzadikim. So the Makshin held that tzadikim samach am mischalif, that matzlif is like misalef. Misalef Rashi says loshen kilkul. Mitzalef sheichad is mitzalef divrei tzadikim. That means dvorim mitzudokim. They become a kuku. It's not mechuvim. So memele. So the Tana says that you really need achas lemaila v'sheva lemata. But you think mamish it has to be on the top edge and the bottom edge? No. You split the kapoiris in half. Loy lemaila v'loy lemata. Doesn't be mamish on the top edge, not on. Elokematzlif, that means not mechaven exactly, it should be al kaponim from the middle towards the top half, that's called lemailo, and the middle towards the bottom half. That's how the Makshin understood pshat in the Mishnah. So forget, he knew leloy lemailo, leloy lemata, he knew elokematzlif, he knew everything, but he understood that there's a zrikas hadam on two mekoymes, there's lemailo meyemtzis and lemata meyemtzis. So you see this as Rik and two Mekaymes. Zog Tois v'esvish loimesh abol etaretz. So he's telling him, you know, you made a grubben Tois. You don't know Tois in Matzlev. Matzlev is not Oisius Mesalev, and it wasn't Mechuvin. Aino keman gedono. Matzlev is keman gedono. V'hakel b'mokim echot. And just like when you're Malkis someone. When you hit someone, so you don't hit him on different places, the way Rashi said. Where do you see such a thing? You only hit him on one place. You hit him the same place over and over. So memele, so you hit also in the same place. Now, let me ask you, if you hit on the same place, so can it be two mekaymes? So it can't be two mekaymes. So you know what lemailo lemato means? Lemailo lemato means how his hand is situated. He's being zoyrik the same place, but sometimes he holds his, the gav ayad is lemato and he's zoyrik lemailo. Sometimes the gav ayad is lemailo, he's zoyrik lemato. He's, the lemailo lemato is not the mekaymes where the dam is going, because it's kematzlif. And the mukim where the person is mukim, it's the same place. All the makas are in the same place. See, it's also in the same place. So lemailo lemato means how he's the mitzadid yotay, that's pshat. That's how Tosfos understood pshat in the Gemara. That's the machlokes. That's how Tosfos understood pshat in the Gemara. V'yesh loyme shebolatareis, daike matzlev haine keman gedono. Not matzlev is the way you thought. V'akel b'mokim echot. Chmoyshe perisha oruch. Keman gedono. Shemeirim yodoy v'enei maka ad sheyoyreit. So the Oruch said pshat that the Makeh Bepatish, he could do 20 motions with his hands, but the Hako is when it goes down. So Memele is, so that means the Mokim Adam is in one place. You're being Zoyik in one place. If he holds it as Zoyis, his hand is facing the bottom, his hand is facing the top. So get, oh, but the Hako is in, it is not totally in the motions which are done before, the Hakko is in one place. And Agavuche, the Loshen of Matzlev, Rashi said he didn't know what Loshen Matzlev loy noidali, where how Matzlev comes in. So the Taisus Yishonim says, Ke Matzlev perish ba'oruch, it says, Yivoda ke mevi lemailo, ke man de Matzlev, the Kulnes Sedach Smeshtait in Targum. Yivoda kemevi lemailo is a tefila that David the Melech was mispalo that when the Oivim came to break down the Beis Hamikdash with axes, so yivoda it should be kemevi lemailo kilo they went up to the Beis Hamikdash shalmailo and they destroyed that Beis Hamikdash. It should be gerechen kemevi lemailo. That means the hakois that they did with their axes should be kemevi lemailo. So that's what the Targum says. The matzlev bekulnis, that they were hacking with the hammers, with the yivoda kemevi lemailo. So we see matzlev is a loshen hako. Now, there's a third pshat of keman gedono, which the Taisus Yishonim says over here. The Taisus HaRosh says the same pshat. Let us try a little to explain this third pshat. The Rabbeinu, in the Taisus Yishonim, Keman Gedono. The Rabbeinu Hazokim Pirish, Keman Gedono, Kshemaka Oisoi Sheloike Moite Al HaOmut. The person who is being hit is bent over an Omut. Umakin Oisoi Shlish Milofonov. Ushnei shlishim me achayrov. Nimtzo she'etz ba'oisov lemailo kshemake milafonov. When he's hitting milafonov, etz ba'oisov lemailo, etz ba'oisov lemato kshemake me achayrov. Shlish milafonov, ushnei shlishi me achoilo. Nimtso shetz ba'oisov lemailo kshemake milafonov. When he's make milafonov, it's ba'oisov lemailo. It's ba'oisov lemato kshemake me achoilo. Pochinami kshehizo milamailo. It's ba'oisov lemailo, when he's mazam lemailo, it's ba'isav lemailo. V'gav yodoy lemato. Ch'sheizam milemato, it's ba'isav lemato. Kulon inoigis bekarke, v'loy bekapoyres, kedemrinen beperek aitziyulo. Now, the Taisus HaRosh Toish L'Rosh is a Pesfakert. Ushemake al gaboy etzpa oisov l'maylo. Ushemake milafonov etzpa oisov l'mato. Toish L'Rishonim says Fakert. Ushemake milafonov etzpa oisov. Oh, it's ba'oisov lemato. The same thing. Shemake ma'achayrov, it's ba'oisov lemailo. So, Rav Tuvia Hammer wanted to explain, and we found in the Perish, Rabbeinu Eliyakim, Rabbeinu Eliyakim says, Shemake beritzue lechaveroi, she'oimeid betzidoi, umake oisoi kelaachar yodoi. He stood next to the muke, and umake oisoi kelaachar yodoi. He was standing next to him, and it was a ko kelaachar yodoi. It was a backhand hit, kelaachar yodoi. So lechayir is like this. So when he was make milam, if it's kelaachar yodai, and he's standing on the side of the muke, so when he was make mila milo, when he was make mila milo, so his hand was like this. When he's make mila mato, the hand was like this. Lechayir, that means if it was like this or like this, that's the two positions that the hand was. That's L'chay Reb Shat in the, these are the two positions also, that they were B'Shas, the Koyin was Zayrik. That means it's Gav, that's Voisav L'mailo, and Gav Yodi L'mato. Okay, let us go a little further. V'loi, so Bekitza, but what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that we don't find, the Gemara is sticking to the Teretz, we do not find that you should have one Kolben that should be Lamaila Lamata. Veloy. Pasnan Iza Mimenu Al Torish Al Mizbeach Sheva Pa'omim. The Kohen Gadol went out from the Kodesh Kadoshim. He was Maze on the Mizbeach Hazov, Al Torei Shal Mizbeach Sheva Po'omim. Now what is the Taish Torei Shal Mizbeach? My love, Apalga de Mizbeach. Torei means half of the Mizbeach. He was, the Gmon V'Hamim in the Held, he was Zoyrek on the wall of the Mizbeach, towards the middle of the Mizbeach. Now how do we get the middle? Kid Omri Inchi Toho Toar Tiaro Hu Palga Diyoime Toar Tire the Hu Palga Diyoime. It say the Toar Tira means it became half day, it became Chatzais. So that's half day. So Memele, so Torah Shal Mizbeach means that he was Zoyrik on half of the Mizbeach. So let us see what Rashi says. He's a al tori shal mizbeach apnimi sheva pomi. Kvoi shenema, v'hizo olov min adom. Apalgei, so Rashi says, apalgei de mizbeach, negad emtza goiva kiroi. You have the kir ha-mizbeach, the ball of the mizbeach. You divided it in half, and he was zeirik towards the middle of the mizbeach. Tiara tzoraim, palgei de yoime. Now, so where do we see over here that there's Lamaila Lamata? He's Zoyrik towards the Emtza. So Rashi says, V'kiven the Sheva Hazois, Hizo Hamaze. Since there were seven Hazois, Yef Shalit Samsem, Shaloyehei Mehem Loy Lamaila V'loy Lamata. That means there's an imaginary thin line that's dividing that's dividing the wall of the Mizbeach, and he's make Sheva Zos, so some are higher and some are lower. So some will be Lamailo from the Emtza Mizbeach, and some will be Lamato from the Emtza Mizbeach. That's what it's going to be. So you see that it's possible that there should be a Matone, which a Chelik is Lamailo, and a Chelik is Lamato. Oma Rabbe Bar Shila Loi, that's not pshat in Torah Shal Mizbeach. No, Agufei de Mizbeach. He made the Hazos on the Gufa Mizbeach, on the top of the Mizbeach, not on the side of the Mizbeach. The Chsiv, what's the Taich Torah Shal Mizbeach? Che'etzem HaShamayim Lo Toya. What does Rashi say? Agufei de Mizbeach, Al Gagoi. Umay Loshen Toroi, Al Shem, it's on the Gaga Mizbeach. Al Shem Shemetayer Umefana Haktoiris. He clears away the Ktoiris and Nisav Olo Baboike. The Chayseyu Eilach Veilach. Umaza Al Mokim Hagilui. Kedachsiv Etzem Ashmayim Letoyar Kamei Letayer. That means he cleans it away and there's no Ktoiris there and that's the Mokim Hamagulu Shalom Izbeach. That's where he's Maza. So Memela, so there's no Lamaila Lamata. That's Harashi Lem Shat in the Gemara. My love, Apalga de Mizbeach, Vimkein Motzinu Domim, Shechetzion Lemato, Vechetzion Lemailo, Timitchile Nosen al Hakronis, Acharkach al Chatzi Amizbeach, Rashi Loipirishke. Now, Taisva says a different Shat in the Gemara. Taisva says, it says in the Pasuk, first he gave on the Dalet Kronis, and then he's Mazeh Sheva Po'omim on the Mizbeach. And the Gemara held it means on Be'emtza Mizbeach. So Taisva says a very good pshat. So Taisva says the first Dalet Maton is not what Rashi says. You have to be Mazeh, the Zayin Maton is in Be'emtza, and you can't be Mechaven Mamish, it's the Maila Lamata. No! You have a real Lamaila Lamata. First, your nois and Dalet Maton is on the Dalet Kronos of the Mizbeach Hazot. That's Lamaila. And then your Maza on the Kira Mizbeach Bemtzi. So that's called Lamata. So you have a Lamaila Lamata. That's what Taisvi says. Not the way, Verashi Loi Pirishke. Zuktasiach Yitzhak, Taisvi is a Meredith Kipshat. I mean, this is very nice. It's Mamisha Lamaila Lamata. Why didn't Rashi want to say like this? So the Siach Yitzhak says a beautiful terrace. The Siach Yitzhak says that these are two separate matonis. First it says that he should vinosan, he should give dalet matonis and the dalet kodes. That's one mitzvah. Then there's another mitzvah vehiza. So memela, that's not pshad. We find a matonah lemaila lemata. These are two different matonis. There's one matonah lemaila. These are two different mitzvahs. There's a matonah on the kodes and there's that mitzvah vazoye. So memela, that's no kasha. You asked me a kasha that we should make in the Shtayim Shein Harba. We should make one in the Matonis of Mizrochis Tzefoinis and Marovis Droimis. So in these Matonis, one should be Lamaila, one should be Lamata. That we don't find. But if you have two different mitzvahs, there's a Din Maton and the Kronis, and there's a Din Azoya and the Tzidem is Bech. One can be Lamaila, one can be Lamata. So that's why Rashi did not want to say like Taisvis. Taisvis want to say like Rashi because if it can't be Mechavent, it's not called the Psadin Lamaila Lamata. It means everything is good. Not Pshat is Dinim Lamaila Lamata. But that's the Machlokes Rashi and Taisvis. Frag the Gemara. Maishna de Yoiv Oilo Bereshe Vahoda Yoiv Dechat. So what's the Seder of Rab Shimon Isha Mitzvah? First he made Keren Mizrochis Tzefoines. He made Keren Mizrochis Tzefoines Bereshe. Vohoda Yoiv Dechatos. Nesiv Bereshe Dechatos. Vohoda Nesiv Doilo. Yeah, let's make first Dechatos. And for the Gemara, Kivin Doilo, he Kodmo Bereshe. No. Lamais, it is an oilo, no, it has nihugim from chatas. But first you do, if that pshat in the posik that has an oilo with some nihugim of a chatas, so first you do the oilo di kematone, and then we'll do the chatas di kematone. Frek de gemore, umayshno di yoiv mizrochis sefoines, umarovis deroimes. Nesev Droimis Mizrochis. Let's give Droimis Mizrochis. Let us picture, this is the Mazbeach, and one is entering when one enters the Beis HaMikdash, so this is Mizrach, this is Meirav, this is, and this is Dorim and Sofet. So Lemaise, the Matane is Mizrach is Sefainis, and Marav is Dreimis. That's how the Matane is Lemaise. Frag the Gemara, why umayishna diyov mizroch is sfoines umarov is dreimis? Nesiv dreimis mizrochis. Let him start by this keren. Dreimis mizrochis. The keren that samach to the kevesh. Dreimis mizrochis. Okay, the goyim v'hodor, sfoines marovis, or yemoichitis. But kapon, why does he start over here? Let him start over here. And Taisus is mamtik that this is a kasha according to Rabbi Shimon Ish HaMitzvah. And the kasha is beautiful, we'll see from Taisus, because Rabbi Shimon Ish HaMitzvah said it has dine chatos, and a chatos lemaise, you start from droimis mizrochis. That's the first keren of a chatos. So memele, so let's start from over here. We'll make taka amatone, anoiladik amatona, achashishtayim. Oh, but let's start over here. Let's just let us start over here. So the Gemara answered, Oilo to una yesoit. The keren droim is mizrochis lehavala yesoit. That the zrike has to be in a mokim with this a yesod. In this keren mizrochis droim is does not have a yesoit. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, Oilo to una yesoit, she yeidomo nitain bimokim she ye yesoit lamato imeno. That the dam should be put in a mokim in the mizbeach that is a yesod lamato. Tohochi emrinim bezvochim, el yesod mizbach ha'oilo, lezivcha shel oilo. When a zevach of an oilo, yehid yesod lamato imen. There should be a yesod lamato. Yesod, you need a yesod by the zevach of an oilo. And keren mizroch is the roimis lehoyelo yesod. Kedamrinim bemeseches midis. Hayesoid ho yemahalech al pnei kol hatzofen. That means on this side of the mizbeach, on the tzofen side of the mizbeach, there was a yesod the whole length. Va al pnei kol hamayrev, and there was a yesod the whole length of mayrev. So in these two corners, that these two sides, tzofen mayrev, there's yesod the whole ruach. Fine. Now. Oichel b'mizrach ama achas. The yesod went one amma down. The yesod went one amma in mizrach. Here's mizrach. The yesod went one amma in mizrach. Ubedorim. When it's oichel b'mizrach ama achas, kshatzofen kola l'mizrach. That means when the tzatzofen came to mizrach. So it went into the Mizrach side one amma. So one amma came from Tzofen to Mizrach. Ubedorim amma achas, and in the Dorim side, kshehamarev kolo ledorim, when the Tzad Mayrev came to Dorim, so it went one amma down to Dorim. So Memele, so it comes out, by these three kronis, there was a Yesod. It went down, you had the whole Ruach, Marovi, and one Amo on the Ruach Dreimi, yet the whole Ruach Tzafoini, one Amo on the Ruach Mizrochi. But from here, after this Amo over here, and after this Amo over here, and in the Ruach Mizrochi, and the Ruach Dreimi, there was no Yesod. So it comes out that the Keren, Dreimis Mizrochis was without a Yesod. Amalai hoye yesod lo mizroch is droimis. Famrinim bezvochem, lefi shaloi hoysa amo ha yesod shall call a mizroch v'shall call dorim. There was not an ame of the yesod on the complete mizroch and the complete dorim. But why? Lefi shaloi hoysa amo ha yesod shall call mizroch v'shall call dorim v'chelke shall be yomim. Kidem et hageminen. No, lefi shaloi hoysa amo sa yesod. Shall call a mizrach, we shall call dom bechelke shabinyamin, kidem atagim echsante yizbenei madbechol avikol rehoye yesoidlo. Because call a mizrach and call dorim was not bechelke shabinyamin, So Memele, there was only a Yisod in how much there was Chelke Shel Biyomim. The area that was not a Yisod, that area was in Chelke Shel Yehuda. Now let us see Taisvitz. Neisiv Dereimis Mizrachis. The Gemara asked Akasha, let him be Zayrik Dereimis Mizrachis. Dum Yedachata. So Taisvitz says, Klo, this is Akasha according to Rab Shimon Isha Mitzvah. The Sha'ola Bekevesh. Bo loy lekeron Dereimis Mizrachis Tchila. By Achatos, when he went up to the Kevesh, so Memele, he went straight to the Keren Dereimis Mizrachis. So let the Talmud also start from Dremis Mizrachis, Dumi Dechatas. Lehavi Motzi Lishnuyei, Zuktach Taisvis, let the Gemara say such a telet, Kiven the Oilo Nishchetes Bitzofen, the Oilo was Bitzofen, Vikibu Domo Bitzofen, Yoiv Mizrachis Sefoinis, the Pogabei Bereshe,
that means Taisus is asking like this. You asked Akasha that the first Zrike should be Keren Dreimis Mizrachis. That was your Akasha. Zuktach Taisus, I'll tell you the reason why, not because of your Teretz of Yisod. An Oile is Shchitosei Batzofen. So the Shchitosei Batzofen, so the Shchita was over here on the Tzofen side of the Mizbeach. So the first Keren he met the Keren Mizrachis Tzvaynis. He didn't meet this Keren. So that's why he shechted over here. So that's why he's Pegeya this Keren first. So that's why he went to this Keren. So Taisvis, no. The Adarab. Even if you're going to go with Cheshbaynis, that since the Shechita was Batzofen, that is why the Zrike was Bekerem Mizrachis Sefoinis, the Adarab, Kivin the Cholpinais Derech Yemin, there's a cloud, whenever you turn your turn Derech Yemin, Nimtza Kikoi Bitzofen, when he was standing with Zofen upon the Bull Mizbeach, Umakiv Derech Yemin, Pogge Bekerem Dremis Mizrachis Bereshe. So Lechayre Taisus means to say like this, the Shechita say Batzofen, the Shechita was opposite the Zofen wall of the Mizbeach. So the Shechita was, let's say, over here, towards the middle of the wall. Let's make that interesting. So Memele, so now when he comes towards the Mizbeach, he's facing the Mizbeach, now he has to go to a Keren. So we have a klal that wherever you go, you go liyamin. So Memele, so Lecheira, Taisus means, so you end up on this one first, in the Mizrachis Keren, you end up first with this one before you get to this one. That's what Taisus means. Boy, another Teretz I'll tell you. What are you telling me? That the reason he was Zoyrik at the Keren, Mizrachis Tzvaynis, because that was the first one he was Pegayin. Boy, to Emes Meishiv Loi, the Keren Dreimis Mizrachis Ayloi Soy. Good. You're saying also Teretz. We're saying an Emes Teretz. That means he's saying that you cannot be Zoyrik on the Keren, Mizrach is the Raimis, because there was no Yisai. So he's saying, so that Teretz is also an Emes Teretz. Frag the Gemara weiter. Maish no de Yoiv Bereishe Mizrach is Sefainis Vahada Marav is the Raimis. First he starts with Mizrach Tzofen, and then he goes to Marav Dorim, Neisev Bereishe Marav is the Raimis. Let him first start with Marev Dorim, and then let him go to Mizrachis Sefainis. And for the Gemara, Kimdom Amar, Kolpine Shat Epoine, Leheyo Derech Yemin Le Mizrach, Bereishe Bahu Poga. Let us see Rashi. Rashi, given the Amar, Mesnisen Dromi Baicheskali Lakama. Lo Yuhu Eladech Yamin Lamizrach. So Rashi says this word Lamizrach doesn't fit in the way. Hochaloi Shach Lamizrach. Abu Bizvochim Shach Lamisnai. Dairi Hosom Benesines Kevesh Amizbeach Ledorum. The Gemara declares, where do you put the Kevesh? So the Gemara says, you put the kevish, the dorm of the Mizbeach, on this side. The dorm side of the Mizbeach. How do you know this? The Yalef law, because it says in the Pasuk, Umaloisehu Pinois Kodim. When you walk up the kevish, and when you turn, you should hit the Mizrach side. So therefore, 10 ma'loisov ledorim, kedei sheteitchilas pinoisov lekodim, shetifne lederech yamin, v'chol pinois derech yamine. He said, the Gemara learns out from this posik, that the Gemara didn't know where the kevish is. Maybe the kevish is in Tzofen. So Gemara says, no, because it says, when you'll turn yamin, you'll hit the kodim, the kerem mizrachis. Yeah. The chopin is techimine. The Tony Rabbi Beches, loimed our shneim osa boker. So memele, there the Gemara learns that you always finally yamin. And here it says that you hit the kodim. So memele, so that's the right that the kevish is bedop. Vakav, he gives a knock at bachol duchti le mizl. Choshach la meim al derch yamin vesula. The yasoid alim of this, chopin is at the point is ain't al derch yamin. The reishe bahu poga, kshe ola ba kevish, ופיינה לימין, פייגיה בקרן מזרוחיס דרוימיס תחילה. When you go up the kevish, the first קרן you meet is מזרוחיס דרוימיס. ושם אי אפשר ליתן, משום דיין לא יסוד. So that I can't, because it's not יסוד. ומקיף, so you continue. ובו עד מזרח צפיינס ונויסן. So so now your לחיירה רשי means, When you go to the Ruach Mizrochis of the Mizbeach, you are facing Ma'irif. So Yivaiti go min limin. Uboad Mizrochis Sfeinis v'nois. So Memele. So that's the limud. He says the limud is when you go up to Kevesh, so you always go to Yamin. So the first yamin you hit is Mizrochis Dreimis, but that you can't be Zayrik. So you go further. Now you're facing Ma'irib, and you go right till yamin. So you end up by Mizrochis Feinis. Fact Rashi, Fa'af al Gav, the Matan Dam, Einoi Oilo Bekevish. We're not speaking about a Chata Sodi, we're speaking about an Oilo. The Hala Ritzpa Oimid, Vakli Biyodoi, Vizorik lemelchik, tersi vizorik, the lamatim in achutu noisim. So what are you telling me that when a person is oile bekevesh, or this is the first you mean, this is the second you mean, and fetrashi kivin shebechatos, shenitno be'elyoino shel keren, tzorich lalois bekevesh terech adorim upoino lemizroch. By achatos, when it's nitin lemailo, you go up from dorim, Ochinami b'chol adomim, all domim, af al pishe noisen lamato, maschil lahakif miderech adorim. So Rashi says, all korbonis, you don't enter the back door of the mizbeach. You come to the dorim is the front of the mizbeach. So when you come to the mizbeach, you come to the pesach hamizbeach, and then you start traveling. That's what Rashi says. Achinami b'chol adomim, af al pi, shen noisnon lemato, even though he's noisn the domim lemato, maschel lahakif miderech adorim, shuponov shal mizbeach, kepesach knisus habayis, umishom poinim liyamin. So memele, so therefore, so first you come to mizrochis, Dreimis, but that is no good because it's no Yisod, so then you go further to Mizrochis Tzefainis. Let us just see the beginning of this Taisvis. Nesav Bereshe Marovis Dreimis. The Kasha was you should bake Marovis Dreimis. The Mar says you go Basimi. So the Taisvis, what was the Kasha? Why Marovis Dreimis? So Taisva says, the kivin the boy maisechatos, since you need a maisechatos, nehei de leimotzi le meisev, droimis mizrochis kechatos,
Mishum da oila tuni yisoid. So I can't go this way. Mikomokim nesev bereisha maroviz droimis. She keren hasmucha lekevesh. Shuhu bedorim. Shoye bedorim. Shad oila boy loseis matoneis dechatos. That means when a person went up to do a chatos, so even though when he went to do a chatos, he went to the keren mizrochis droimis. But here by the oila, you can't go to the keren mizrochis droimis because there's no yesoid. So memele, but since it has chatos similarities, so let him go to the closest keren to the kevish, which would then be the keren droimis marovis. That was the Gemara's kasha. Neisa bereishim arovis droimishu keren hasmucha lekevesh ibedorim she'oila baylosis matonis tachatas ukroivoloi tfeimi mizrochis tzefoinis. It's much closer than the mizrach tzofen keren. Umeshanik even though my malkol pinish atapoyne ele yamin. So memele, so of that halachi, he can't go left. So Mamela he has to go around till he reaches the Keren Mizrochis.
I would like to correct myself. The Taisus HaRosh and the Taisus Yishonim, when they say, Kshem, Umaket Noise Shlish Melafon of Shnei Shlishim Achairov, Nimse Shatzba Oisov Lemalok Shemakem Melafonov. That's Boisov Lematok Shemaka Me Acherev. Before we had said that the Taisus HaRosh means that he's Malkim Acherev Yodov, but could be this Poshet, you don't have to say like that. You could say that, Shetz Boisov Lematok Shemaka Melefonov. When he's hitting from underneath, so his fingers are higher than the Gav Yodoy. He's holding the whip and he's going from down up, so the fingers are higher than the Gav Yodoy, which is facing the Kalke. And he's hitting Melamaylo, so his fingers are lower than the Gav Yodoy. That's the Derech of Hako. So you can learn to the Taisus Yishan, the Taisus HaRosh, Kipshutai.